Blog Talk Radio.
Sadly, this is a forsaken generation. Hear this well, we're not going away. Eyes are opening to the truth. We grow stronger in number as a united force every day. Babies are dying, parents left crying. Told that SIDS or coincidence disorder are to blame. Parents forced to live with the pain and shame. The once bright smiling faces full of wonder turned vacant stares. Families shattered while they also endured the public glares. You're wiping out future generations for your own selfish gain as we form this revolution for liberation and change. We will keep speaking louder and louder. We will not be silenced until there is a shift in power. So stand up, speak out, be brave, be the voice of the voiceless. Too many forsaken lay in their graves. Welcome to Forsaken Generation.
Are you barefooters out there looking for a new place to shop, eat, or save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, on cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are seven of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right now, right here. The check was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost us $82. At a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we're going to check out. Here's what you can do. If you want to save that much money, view the books in your area before you buy. You can go to freedomizerradio.com and barefootislegal.org. Just click on the city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around your town with your new Save Around book. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Click on your town and start saving money now. Welcome to Barefoot is Legal Radio, where you will learn the benefits and your rights to live a barefoot lifestyle. And now, here to empower you and dispel the myths of going barefoot, is a full-time barefooter of over 15 years and victims' legal advocate, your host, Nick Pierce. Well, hello and welcome to the Barefoot Legal Radio Show. For those of you that may not know, I am a full-time barefooter of over 15 plus years. In fact, I got rid of anything that goes on my feet over 12 years ago. I'm the head of MP Media Group, and I did a radio show called The Business of Arts, Music, and Entertainment a few years ago, where I empowered up-and-coming artists in their entertainment business to advance their careers. I'm also a victim's legal advocate, standing up for the human rights that we as barefooters have. So I'm also the executive producer of an upcoming documentary slated for major network release next year about barefooting. So if you want to be a part of the show today, the call-in number is 319-527-6208. Also, check out our Facebook page, Barefoot is Legal. You can interact with other members of the barefoot community throughout the broadcast and after. Just join our group if you have not joined already. Again, that's on Facebook, Barefoot is Legal. You can also check out our website, barefootislegal.org. Now, keep in mind, though, this is not a fetish community. We are here to educate and empower you. So this is not the place for you heavy-breathing fun seekers to get your rocks off. And with that said, now it's time to kick off your shoes, if you're wearing them or have any, and enjoy the next hour and a half of time that we have together. As I've said before, many of you may have different reasons for going barefoot. For some of you, it may be religious reasons, others for health or medical reasons, some of them cultural reasons, or even just personal choice. So this show is here to help empower you to know your rights, live a barefoot lifestyle. And I hope that we can stand up for our rights, that we as barefooters can live lifestyle that we choose for whatever reasons we choose them for. Now, this time of year and over the next probably rest of the half a month now, a few or most of us may be doing some traveling and a lot of shopping. Well, we're here to empower you to stand up for your rights and live that lifestyle. Bare feet are legal, and it is your right to be able to go out in public and not be hassled about your lifestyle choice. So let's learn your rights. Now, how have you been handling this, you know, cold weather? The transition between the seasons, being barefoot. I mean, did you start in the spring? Did you start in the summer? Did you start in the fall? Are you just starting to go barefoot? And now it's cold, because it's pretty cold in most places in the country now, in the U.S. anyway. And for most of you overseas, I'm sure, or up in Canada, it's cold as well. I mean, down south, you're probably starting to have a wonderful summer in the southern hemisphere. But share your methods with us. Share your stories on how you've transitioned or how you handle the cold weather and how you live the barefoot lifestyle. I remember last week I was talking about, and we ran out of time, about the transition into the cold. And we were talking about how you can keep your core body temperature up to help, you know, keep the blood flowing to your fingers and toes, and just certain tips and tricks that, you know, I was sharing with you. If anybody has anything that they want to share, please feel free. You know, I mean, the winter, well, warmer weather is probably the best time to begin conditioning your feet for the more challenging weather. I mean, spring weather will strengthen your feet for the summer and the fall for the winter, really. It's easy for people who normally wear open-toe shoes or flip-flops in the warmer weather to immediately transition to closed-toe shoes and socks and heavy boots when the winter comes around. You know, wearing flip-flops, you know, as folks like to just, you know, not wear, there's flip-flops and open-toe shoes that actually make you colder in the winter, and a lot more colder and more susceptible to the cold than going barefoot. See, when your feet are uncovered and not touching the ground, there's no pressure on the foot. So the brain is sending signals to your body, and it's trying to, it doesn't know how much blood to tell the heart to pump to your feet because your feet are up off the ground. So therefore, wearing flip-flops or open toe or anything where your foot is off the ground but exposed to the cold, it's actually making your feet colder. if your feet are touching the ground, you're grounded. The bottoms of your feet and toes are now on the ground. And without anything intervening, your blood circulates better. And it actually keeps your feet a lot warmer. So keep that in mind and try that experiment. Try experimenting. Go outside. If you've been doing it in flip-flops or whatever in the colder temperatures, try taking them off before you leave your house. And try to go outside and do this someplace close to your house. This way you can get inside and warm up, because you don't want to push it. I mean, we don't want you to be unhealthy trying to live a healthier lifestyle being barefoot. We want you to be safe about it and practical. You don't want to just go outside and ditch the shoes, go on a camping trip or something for a weekend or something in the cold weather and the snow and all that. And end up hurting yourself or, you know, having a frostbite and hypothermia and all that. But build your body up to it. Transitioning from the winter into the spring, your body adjusts. Transitioning into the spring, into the summer, your body adjusts. So it's no different than when it starts to get hot, your feet get used to the hotter pavement or warmer conditions that you may be walking on. Going into the winter, your body does the same thing, gradually transitioning into that colder temperature and that colder environment. Let your brain anticipates this and it acclimates your feet to the cold surfaces. And that's pretty much the gist of that. So I encourage you to go out and try it. Be safe about it. I mean, there's a lot of things that could happen. I mean, don't get me wrong. You know, be safe about it. Use common sense. And you know your body best. So make sure that when you're going out in those cold environments, that, you know, I remote start is probably a barefooter's best friend in the colder climates. I mean, you can crank that heat up in your car. Well, turn it on before you shut the car off when you get home the night or day before. And, you know, turn the heat on before you shut your car off, go inside. Now, remote start is great. I'm sure barefooters out there that have been doing this for a long time, especially in the winter, love the remote start feature in their cars. I mean, if you don't have one, you can get one installed. They're pretty cheap. My car did not have remote start originally. I put it in there a couple of years ago when I got this car. And I have one in my truck, in my SUV. That came with a remote start. But sometimes I'll want to, you know, ride around the car or something. And so I installed a remote start in there. It works great. For those of you that drive manual, though, I noticed that you know, it's a little difficult. And but it can be done. You just need to make sure that you park your car a certain way in neutral. You don't want to, you know, keep it in a gear if you're parked on a hill, you know. But you are able to put a remote start even in a manual stick shift car, I found out. But having a remote start is great. Getting the moisture off of you is also very helpful, especially in the winter, because nothing is worse than cold feet and they're wet. So a little tip that I have is I always keep a towel on the front floorboard of the car on the passenger side. And this way, when I get in the car, I can just dry my feet off if it's wet and snowy, and it's just a little more comfortable. But having that heat cranked and a remote start is always a great thing. Our phone lines are open, 319-527-6208. And again, that's 319-7-6208. You can listen to the show there. And if you want to be a part of it, just press 1 to get on the air. So share your experiences. Share your stories so far. Have you been shopping a lot? Have you been traveling a lot? What obstacles have you run into? Maybe I can help you get over them, because I want to empower you as a barefooter, because we don't need to take it. Being barefoot in public is legal. I mean, these are places, any place you go in public is a place of public accommodation. And if you listened to my episode a few weeks ago, you would have heard how I discussed some of the laws about that. So again, 319-527-6208 if you want to be a part of the show. Share your stories. Now, one of the biggest things that I was going to get into last week that I ran out of time for is how the skin really protects your body. And I told you a story about folks that tried to get drunk dipping their feet in a vat of vodka and then dipping their male parts in a vat to see if the blood alcohol content would change at all. And actually it did. The male body parts being dipped in vodka for a long period of time actually did raise, alcohol content in the body. And I know that probably there's some TV shows out there that tried to debunk this myth, but it actually did work. So that was a very interesting study. See, what happens is that the skin is a very protective layer. And your body uses your skin to protect you from bacteria and other, elements in the environment that could be harmful to the body. It's also one of the largest organs in the body. See, most people don't think of the skin as an organ, but it is. And it's funny because the same chemical that's in the skin is also in your liver and kidneys that help get rid of toxins in your system. Now, the thicker the layer of skin, the more protective it is and the better it is at fighting external, bacteria, infection, and toxins in the environment. Now, typically, your hands would have the thickest layer of skin on it because that's probably something that you use the most. But as a barefooter, the bottoms of your feet have the thickest layer of skin, therefore making them better at fighting all kinds of toxins. And it really is something that, protects against not just its UV protection, antioxidant and antimicrobial, all that in the skin. And it's also a sensory organ that helps regulate your body temperature. So if your feet are not touching the ground, if you're wearing flip-flops in cold weather, your body's not regulating your temperature right. And if you've ever walked around in the snow barefoot, you'll notice that the snow melts from underneath you, and eventually the ground is warm. Every night, I actually go out for a walk. I have my cat, Magic, and it will be freezing cold, especially in the winter, and especially at night. I mean, the sun is gone, so you don't even have the warmth of the sun, really. But I wear about 3 or 4 layers just on, I wear a T-shirt. Well, I have a thermal Under Armour's, they call it. A long sleeve T-shirt over that, a sweatshirt and a jacket, and depending on what else I throw on with that. And I'll be walking around in shorts sometimes, especially if it's wet out in the snow, because I don't like the bottom of my pants getting wet, because then it's just uncomfortable. But I'll walk around mostly in rain and snow in the winter, shorts, just for the comfort factor of it. But my neighbors will talk and we'll stand outside. They're amazed. And they ask me all the time, how do you do that? I mean, don't you ever get sick? Don't you ever get a cold? Like sometimes they'll look and they're cold just looking at me just because I'm bare, even in the snow. And Magic and I, my cat, will go running around and playing in the trees and chasing leaves with him and just walking around and hanging out and in the cold. In the snow. He loves the snow. I'm not much of a cold weather person. But I did try this many, many, many years ago. I would put a pair of flip-flops on when I still had something that I could put on my feet. And I noticed that when I was barefoot, I was warmer. And that's when I started doing a lot of research about this. Because I was kind of curious. And then I finally realized that having something between you and the ground actually makes you colder because your body temperature is not regulating. Your brain's not sending the blood to the right places to keep you warm. So keep that in mind. And also how there's certain things that you want to be aware of in the cold, certain things you want to look, especially if you're brand new at doing this. Your body will adjust if you let it. There are a few tricks that will help, such as taking off your shoes, getting them in touch with the ground, and starting slowly. Start outside of your home. Don't go away for a long period of time and not bring shoes with you if you've never done it before. Being in contact with the ground, believe it, it really helps. I mean, there's also differences in people, especially when it comes to just the male and female anatomy. Most men may be able to handle the cold weather better than females. And also people that, and this is something I'll caution you of, if you have thyroid issues, it may be a little harder for you to do that barefoot journey in the cold weather. There's a bunch of medical reasons behind that. But those are things I'm going to talk about throughout the show today. And just certain things that you want to do to keep that core body temperature up. And certain dangers and certain things that you want to look for if you're new and not experienced at this. Because you don't want to get hurt. You don't want to end up losing your toes because it got cold and you ended up with frostbite, which turned into a severe case. I mean, no one wants to lop their legs off. I mean, who wants to just, get so cold that everything dies and then they just have to start amputating limbs? Of course not. So there is some common sense exposed to the cold. Because your body wants to conserve heat, making sure you're bundled upright. Protect your vital organs. I mean, heart, lungs, brain. So blood flows to these areas. And, if you don't, then less blood will flow to your hands and feet. And just use caution. Putting additional clothing on that I spoke about, undershirt, I use a thermal, Under Armour type thing. There's all different things. Keeping your neck and upper body warm, that's important. However, this is funny. You ever hear your mom tell you, no, you put a hat on, you're gonna get a cold if you don't put a hat on. It's funny. It applies mostly to babies. I mean, if you really do the research, your mom always telling you wear a hat when it's cold outside because your body heat is lost through your head. Well, it turns out her advice may not be completely spot on. See, according to and I was going to the medical journals and stuff like that when I was doing this research many years ago, and I was looking through some of my notes the other day. You lose your body heat through most of your body when your body temperature drops, and only in newborns, because their head is larger for what it's supposed to be on newborn babies. And that's why they always have to put a little beanie, a little hat on their head, because, a kid's body surface is smaller when their head is larger. So the larger the area, the more heat you're going to lose through it. So that's actually why, cover the baby's head warm. It doesn't necessarily lie the older you get, because your body mass is greater as you grow out of your baby head, I guess you can say. Yeah, you grow out of your baby head. I guess it's like losing baby teeth, which actually is funny because my nephews and my niece, I have an ongoing joke with them when they get older to a certain point. I'm the youngest one now, and I've had an ongoing joke for years that you're going to lose your baby head, so you have to practice holding your breath for 2 weeks. It just made me think of that now when I was talking about this. But yeah, covering the baby's head is one thing because their heads are larger than most of their body mass. As you grow up, you're fine. It's a myth. I mean, just like all the other myths we hear as barefooters. But when you're exposed to the cold, your body does begin to conserve heat. So making sure that you protect yourself is great. So multiple layers and keeping your neck covered, scarves, stuff like that. I know sometimes if I'm out at football games and stuff, I mean, I'll still go out to football games barefoot. I mean, I go stadiums and that's a long event. I mean, and especially if you're not moving anywhere. Having a blanket to kind of keep yourself covered up with and just kind of break the wind if it's real windy up in the stands, that really helps. The main thing is just protecting the area around your vital organs. And, you know, your feet are probably the most resistant to some of these elements than other parts of your body. That's interesting. Because think about it. When you put boots on, a lot of times there's a lot of moisture that builds up in there because your feet sweat. That's mostly where foot odor comes from, is all that sweat. I mean, you don't put deodorant on your feet. I mean, you put it under your arms. Who was the last person you ever saw deodorant on their feet? Yeah, that doesn't really work that way. But yet you bundle them up, they start sweating, and now it's cold. Cold, wet, moist feet do not mix bundling up in boots. So believe it or not, even though you're wearing boots, you'll hear people say that your feet are so cold. And I've worked with people in boots outside. I mean, moving and just hiking and all kinds of activities outdoors where people are bundled up in boots. And they complain that their feet are cold and they have no idea why I'm barefoot and my feet aren't cold. Well, like I said, I'm touching the ground. My body temperature is regulated. My feet are not wet. They're not sitting in a cold, wet, moist environment in the cold. So, I mean, there you have it on that one. Another thing you want to do, though, I'll leave you this bit with this before we go to our first break at the top of the hour. Eat a meal. See, consuming hot food and even sweet liquids, you know, and stuff like that, really helps your body stay warmer. Now, you're already warm, but when you need to digest food, your body temperature increases. So your body will absorb the heat from the food and the digestion of that food and keep you a lot warmer. So, and drink some hot liquids and all that. I mean, yeah, you've all heard that. A nice cup of hot chocolate or something in the winter is always great by a fire. You know, we don't need to light ourselves on fire. I mean, we don't want to do that outside. Tea, hot chocolate, or the warm milk with or without honey, you know, all that wonderful stuff. And also keep moving. I mean, sitting in one place doesn't help keep you warm. Moving and keeping that blood circulating does. So, and you've probably seen people work outdoors and they're in t-shirts in the middle of the winter because they're so active. I mean, they could be building a wall and they're building a wall and cement and the bricks and they're building and building and building and they're sitting out there in t-shirts in minus 2 degree weather. That's because they're active. So, you know, but be cautious though. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to put some callers on the line. We got some callers on the line we're going to put on the air. And again, if you want to be a part of the show, that's 319-527-6208. Make sure to join us. If you have a question, you want to share your experiences, we'd love to hear them. I also got a new segment that I want to introduce this week called How We Handle Them. It's a little game that I want to play. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to put our callers on the air and share some of their stories. So hang in there. Again, 319-527-6208 if you want to be a part of the show. You're listening to Barefoot is Legal. I'm Nick Pierce. Be with you in a few.
Hey, Freedom S, join me, Proof Negative, weeknights, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific, as we fight the New World Order together, right here on Freedomizer Radio, your exclusive home of the Proof Negative Show.
Solutions to Delusion. How do you do this? Well, join me every Friday night on the Delusion Solution Radio Show from 6 to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time and 9 to 12 midnight Eastern Time right here on the Freedomizer Network, where we will be discussing and discerning the times by making sense of current events and bringing to light much-needed topics. Our call-in number is 347-324-3704 to listen in. Watching with your ears and listen with your eyes. I'm your host, Tara Dawn, and I'll see you there.
everyone. This is the Rose, Rose Colombo. Be sure to tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 10:30 to noon Pacific Daylight Time and 1:30 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Justice Club on Freedomizer Radio. Grab a snack, grab a latte, grab a friend, or grab a stranger. I've been on the front lines for 25 years, and I've been labeled as the Crusader for Equal Rights by the media many times. So join my crusade on the Justice Club at Freedomizer Radio every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 10:30 to noon Pacific Daylight Time and 1:30 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Are you barefooters out there looking for a new place to shop, eat, or save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, on cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are seven of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right now, right here. The check was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost us $82 at a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we're going to check out. Here's what you can do. If you want to save that much money, view the books in your area before you buy. You can go to freedomizerradio.com and barefootislegal.org. Just click on the city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around your town with your new Save Around book. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Click on your town and start saving money now. Thanks for joining us today. Again, if you want to be part of the show, 319-527-6208, and you're listening to Barefoot is Legal Radio Show. And we have a couple guests on the line with us today, and I'm going to bring them in here in a little bit. So we've been talking about surviving the winter, being barefoot, and the cold and all that. So we're actually going to say hello to our good friend Kevin from Florida. And Kevin, welcome to Barefoot is Legal. How you doing this weekend?
Hey, this weekend is just fine. The weather has been dipping now into the upper 20s this weekend.
Oh wow! So you in Florida or Virginia? Or?
No, I'm in Virginia Beach.
Virginia Beach. Okay. So it's getting that cold already there.
Yeah. So basically, according to my weather report, they say it's only supposed to be a high of like 40, 41, something like that.
Doesn't feel it though, does it?
Well, honestly, it has, you know, and tonight is supposed to, once again, drop down into the, upper 20s. I think it's supposed to be like 26 or 7, something like that. You know, so right now my weather report says it's 39 degrees. It's okay. It's cool. I mean, I'm still a warm weather person, but just trying to allow my body to adjust to the cold weather, because I have been doing some research, and I am still doing some research on adjusting or acclimating, I should say, my body to the cold weather. You know,
how's that been going? Like, what kind of research have you found?
Well, I'm still experimenting. I guess. I can't say that so far. I haven't put on a jacket yet. You know, of course, the research that I've done was talking about lowering the heat in your house, or sleeping without a cover, taking cold showers, engaging in cold weather activities, or drink ice water, you know, stuff like that. You know. Of course, taking cold showers. I don't think I totally can support that part, but everything else, I think I can support. Like yesterday, I did a 5 mile run in 37 degree weather, and that with some wind. Was quite pleasant, you know. Because for me, I prefer now to run in cool weather. And I will say this: the one thing that I know is about running in cold weather is that it does keep you dry, and you won't even sweat at all. It's like you run for all those times. You get home, it felt like you never even ran, because you're not even didn't even break a sweat.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And in a way, you know, your body looks at that, and I don't know to what extent you did some research, but it's almost like being in the desert too, because it's so cold. That sweat doesn't accumulate on your skin. Same thing within a desert. It evaporates so fast that it really doesn't cool you, even though you're actually losing moisture in your body. I don't know if you realize that. It's interesting that you mentioned the whole conditioning thing. It's almost like mental conditioning and physical conditioning, as far as the cold showers and the drinking cold liquids and dropping the heat down. I do exercises like that for about a week each month. And the reason for me doing it is I do a lot of prepping and survival stuff. So for me, keeping that conditioning up is important for me to be able to withstand certain things. So for me, it's more of like a training for, you know, worst case scenario type deal. And for about a week, especially when it gets cold, and even in the summer when it's really hot, I'll do extreme conditioning things like that you're talking about. And, you know, like submerging in an ice bath and just trying to withstand it for a certain amount of time. You know, maybe I had this weird thing that one day, you know, the zombie apocalypse is going to happen. I'm going to be tortured for some information. I might be able to withstand it. But that's just part of my prepping and survival techniques that I've made part of my plan. And so it's interesting you say that. Being barefoot, I've actually done a lot of speeches and lectures about and engagements, speaking engagements, where I've gone before prepping communities, and I've talked about barefooting as a survival and prepping technique. Because really, you're not going to have shoes all your life if there really is a disaster. Even if your house catches on fire, you may not be able to grab your shoes when you leave in order to get out in time. Most times people are going to be worried about saving the baby and saving their pets. I've seen people run out of burning houses naked. So, being prepared for that and being able to endure that, it's almost like an endurance. And building up to that is important in my plan anyway for prepping. But that's interesting you mentioned that. Saying you're not doing the jacket thing. You're saying you're not doing the long sleeve thing. I mean, you go out for a good run. Are you doing all this barefoot?
Well, I'm still barefoot. You know, I thought about putting on my long sleeve shirt yesterday, and I didn't do it. I have been letting my windows down. I guess just not all the way, but just like a quarter of the way. I guess just to acclimate my body some more, to see if I can handle it, you know. So yesterday I went to Bible study, and of course I didn't take a jacket, you know. I was had to fight the shivers off all the way there, even though it was a short distance, and fighting the shivers all the way back. Now, as far as inside, I don't run my central heat at all. I just have this small, tiny, portable heater that I'm using. And so instead of, so I tried something else. Instead of getting, because I have a sleeping bag, so instead of getting in my sleeping bag, I just decided to, like, sleep with just a towel over me. But I went back to the sleeping bag because honestly, it was getting too cold at night. Even with my portable heater on, you know, it was still getting too cold at night. You know, so trying to sleep with no cover on, I find that kind of difficult. You know, and I don't know if I can fight that off, but I find that honestly kind of difficult to a point where it's almost like uncomfortable. And I know that in some situations that, you know, hey, that you have to make yourself uncomfortable, you know, in order to grow.
Of course, this builds character.
Yeah, so I may keep trying that. I don't know, but hey, if it does get too cold, then yeah, I'm, you know, going back into my sleeping bag, because everybody know that sleeping bag does keep you warm.
Oh yeah, especially if you have a good sleeping bag.
Yeah, exactly. So check this out. This morning I was headed to the laundry room, so it was 26 degrees. Mm-hmm. I wore shorts. Got into my car. This gonna sound crazy, Nick, but I pulled my shirt off, cracked my window. It went to this nearby trail that I know that's like down there, not too far down the street, maybe 10 minutes down the street or something like that. So I decided to get out and walk the short part of the trail. I'm still shirtless, right? And walk the short part of the trail and walk back. You know, I carry my shirt just in case, you know, in a total time of 8 minutes. What I noticed is that my toes started to get cold, and of course, your hands getting cold—that's a given. I was gonna wear gloves, and I forgot. Well, I know that my toes started to get cold, but my upper body seemed to be okay. Well, even for that short amount of time, I didn't shiver at all. Now, of course, as soon as I got back into my car, put my shirt back on, and turned my heat on full blast to warm myself up.
So, yeah, and that goes along with what I've been talking about, how keeping your core body temperature up keeps your feet warm. So if you notice, when you weren't wearing a shirt in that cold weather, your feet were getting cold because your core body temperature is trying to keep your vital organs warm. You know, your brain's sending that signal to say, keep the liver, keep the heart, keep the lungs, you know, get rid of the feet. So that's why, you know, that blood's not circulating right. Having those multiple layers, you'll be amazed at how long you can be out in the cold barefoot.
I guess that is true. I mean, just like, cause I was talking back with, you know, with our friend Trisha King,
yeah,
you know, mm-hmm. how she like, we all know that she can go into single digits without a jacket, you know, she goes on and tells me that, hey, you know, that 40 degrees is not cold. Maybe to her.
Yeah, but she's been doing it for a long time, so she's very conditioned for it.
Yeah, exactly. So she's like, of course, the no shirt thing, she advised me on that, so I have been doing that, you know. And basically, I think I'm making progress. You know, she always like, you know, just wear less clothing, you know. And if I have to wear a long sleeve shirt, hey, do so. Which I haven't even put on a long sleeve shirt yet. So I'm still trying to. I guess I'll still do some more research, you know, and fighting off the shivers. I don't think that's difficult to do. Honestly, it really, 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 really is. Because, like I said, I'm doing this human body experiment, and I'm trying to go to the end of winter without putting on a jacket or even a long sleeve. So far, 26 degrees has been the coldest here so far.
Look just fine.
Huh?
And you've handled it just fine?
I guess so. You know, I mean, because it's like, what person would ever go in 26 degree weather shirtless? I mean, I was walking back to the car and I saw some woman walking her dogs all bundled up. I'm sure she saw me because I'm playing like completely obvious. You know, saying so I know she had been like, oh man, that guy must be crazy. He must be nuts.
it's amazing how many times, even just being barefoot, people look at us like we're nuts because they really just don't understand. And I mean, what you're saying is exactly what we're talking about today. We have Proof that wants to chime in on this. You want to keep listening in, Kevin? And I'm going to
put
Proof on with us right now. All right. We'll be right back with you. Okay. We're gonna put Mr. Proof on with us. And hang in, Kevin, because I love your stories and the information you're sharing is just great and it's important for the listeners to hear. So hang in there with us. And we're going to go to Proof, who's here with us right now. How you making out there?
Oh, I'm good. What about you?
I'm doing well.
Yeah, my way of treating the cold is I moved to Las Vegas, so I can bypass most of that.
You can bypass most of it, yeah. Believe me, I'm gonna probably build a new studio in Florida soon at this rate. It's getting colder and colder.
Well, you just need to help me with my issues here in Las Vegas, and we can put together a nice little studio here.
You know, we could do that. I wouldn't mind getting out there. I went out to Arizona. I go out there once in a while. I have different business, you know, things I got to deal with out there for what I do, aside from the radio show. And I love Arizona, so I wouldn't mind getting out to the Nevada area.
Well, the thing is that Nevada doesn't have state income tax. So, and not only that, the summer's a little more bearable. And I think even though Phoenix is a better market as far as radio and TV is concerned, Vegas isn't exactly bad. And it's more centrally located if you want to go out to L.A. or something real quick.
That's true, too. It's a quick drive.
Yeah. And Phoenix is about 4.5 hours, so it's not terrible.
Yeah. I mean, growing up on the East Coast, 4.5 hours to get 20 minutes away just going from New Jersey to New York. So that's, you know, that's easy. I mean, a 4-hour drive is pretty much what it takes to get from the Jersey side across the Lincoln Tunnel or the GW Bridge during rush hour anyway to get 20 miles away from where I grew up, just into the city. So, yeah, 4 hours. I mean, that's really doable. I mean, out where I am now in Ohio, they don't even know what traffic is. So I could easily do that 4-hour drive easily.
The light is green.
It's always green, but it's too congested. No one moves anywhere.
But for me, as far as being cold, I don't own a pair of clothes shoes, and I don't wear anything that covers my toes or heels. I haven't in many years. January will mark 20 years since I last even put on a pair of socks. So
that's great.
I got away from the cold. I might have a pair in case I have to go back to New York when it's minus 10 out, but I don't even, I'd have to look or I'd have to just buy new ones, I guess. Cause once it gets to a stupid cold, I will have to comply at some point, but I haven't had to do so in a couple of decades.
Yeah, it's been a long time for me. I mean, literally over a decade and a half. And I used to have a pair of shoes that I probably kept in my car, which it was in an old car of mine that I sold, and I didn't realize they were in there until I actually sold it. And I had a really nice tire iron that most lugs, so I just wanted to take that out of the trunk, and I was going through the trunk, and I found a pair of flip-flops in there. And my neighbors was watching me, and I said, here, I've never used these. Does your daughter want them? Because they were, you know, she's always walking around in flip-flops. I mean, I felt bad giving someone a pair of shoes. It doesn't advance my agenda at all. But, I mean, it's better than throwing them out. And that's the last I've ever had anything that even went on my feet. But it's funny you mentioned New York City or even Manhattan or even New York, because I noticed that, you know, growing up out in the outskirts in Jersey, literally 20 miles right outside of Manhattan, I was a city rat. I go in the city all the time, almost every weekend, and being barefoot, you walk around out in Jersey or Hoboken, Jersey City, Union City, even Wayne where I grew up, and you'd be barefoot. Once you get in the city, it's amazing. The streets are at least 10 degrees to 20 degrees warmer, even in the winter, walking around because of all the subways and steam and the pipes and all that underneath the pavement.
The sheer amount of people, the body heat stays around as well because of that, if you're amongst a large group of people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can easily walk through Times Square, and it's easy, like 60 degrees just with everybody that, you know, the congestion and all that. Yeah. You know. But, yeah, that's a very good point. So what do we got going on in our group, Proof? What do we have member-wise?
Friday, we're going to have a local get-together for all of our Vegas members. Hopefully a bunch come out. I wanted to at least do something Christmas-related since we haven't all gotten together as a whole before, and my goal is to change that. I think it's important for members of our group to take the next step in getting away from Spybook for a few minutes and at least go meet people that feel just like you. And
yeah,
I've
always been a big fan of the personal interaction.
Well, that's my point, because you have more of a connection once you are getting involved and you're meeting people, and that's the goal. We're not just another random Facebook group. We have a lot of things put in place to try to help us succeed in our organization. I don't know any other Facebook groups that not only just have a website, but a toll-free number and people volunteering to email and call on your behalf if you get evicted or have issues at a store or whatever. And I'm just trying my best to put together a good service or product, and hopefully everybody likes it enough so that they can tell a few of their friends and we grow from there, because keeping our group a secret and keeping our website and our mission a secret is not going to help anyone here. And if you, as a person, say, well, I'd prefer to not wear shoes, but I don't want to get in trouble, so I wear these clogs, and I'll keep them on all day because I don't want to say anything, well, congratulations, you're conforming, and nobody knows what you're involved in.
Yeah.
So we need to change that.
You know, the other day I was reading through the Facebook page, and one of the members put up a post about an incident they had in a restaurant in one of the southern states. I don't want to necessarily call out on the air now. I don't know what's going on with that, if anything is going to become of it. But I'm sure you probably are. I don't know if you're familiar with the post that was on there. But a friend of mine, he has a contract that's going on, and he's from Kentucky. And he was down there in Texas, and we were talking throughout the day because he ran into an issue with something, and he called me out of the blue. And he said,
okay.
I got a question for you. And it was some technical issue or something that was going on with some project they were working on. And he works with a huge company that's doing a lot of different contracts and stuff. And I said, do you have any, like, blah, blah, blahs? And he goes, I don't know. I don't even know where to get anything like that around here. Well, I found a vendor that was able to get something, and they were on their last day of their project, and they made a reservation at this restaurant later on at night. And he goes, you know what? If you were down here, I'd bring you to name a restaurant with us just for helping, you know, just for always being around. And I said, where are you going? He goes, and he told me the name, he said it again. And I said, where are you in relation to the Dallas area and all that by the airport? He goes, oh, well, we're catching a flight out. We had a late flight. at around 11. So we're taking the whole crew out, and they wanted to, you know, they can only eat so much steak, local food, so they decided to go to this restaurant for some seafood, and, you know, a chain. And I know I'm alluding to it, aren't I? I'm evil. So I said, how many people are in your group? He said, about 18, 20. I said, did you already make a reservation there? He goes, yeah. I said, you know this group that I'm, you know, just getting involved with on the radio show? And he goes, yeah. And I told him the story about what one of our members posted. He goes, are you serious? I said, yeah. He goes, you know, I can't stand for that. There's no way that I'm going to bring, you know, his people on his crew for the company that he works for into an establishment like that just because of that story. So he said, I'm going to call him right now and cancel it. I said, well, hey, you do what you want. I appreciate that. And I'll be sure to share that with the community at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, well, you do that. I'm going to support you guys because I think that's a load of, and he, you know, went off in his Kentuckyisms.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, I said, John, I really appreciate that. So he goes, when is that show that you're doing now? And I told him, so he's probably listening today. You know, it's amazing because our group is not invisible. And I think that all the story, and this is the point of me talking about this, our group is really not invisible. And the stories that our members share help advance our cause. Even though they may not be a barefooter, or even though they may not live the lifestyle, you know, we get a lot of support from people that, you know, say, like, listen, hey, I believe in this, but I stand up for what you guys believe in. I mean, even our one caller last week, he was very upfront about that. He goes, I may not believe in it. You could try to convert me, try to convert you, but I support your lifestyle. And it's important, you know, that our members are there and they share their stories so that word spreads, especially in social media, so that people really do, you know, get the message and help stand up for our rights. Because a woman did not vote for a woman's right to vote. The men did. So having the Shod community support us helps us even, you know, better. And the stories that the group has are very valuable. And you know, I know you have some goals for next year as far as membership and all that.
Oh, not just membership of having 25,000 members, but trying to actually get into health fairs and just trying to get the word out and look at us as a legitimate health-based organization and not, like I said, we're not some random group that doesn't have any goals. And it's funny that I've had people in the group, why are you so interested in growing our group? I don't even know how to quantify that anymore because maybe people like getting kicked out of stores. I don't know. Maybe that's a fascination with people. They want to go places and get kicked out. I don't. I want to stop the insanity with all this stuff. And just to say, well, I don't want to share this with my friends. You'll have to share with your friends and don't say anything on my group, on my Facebook page. Well, why are you here if you don't want to help the environment?
Yeah. I mean, barefoot pride is really what it comes down to. I mean, there have been so many pride movements. How come we can't have barefoot pride? You know, why be ashamed of the lifestyle that you adopted, or why be ashamed of who you are because it may be a spiritual belief, or why be ashamed of a condition that you may have and you're not able to wear shoes? We need to stand up for our rights. Exactly.
But the thing is that the average person thinks it's against the law, so everybody wears flip-flops or the least possible piece of fabric that they can put under and on top of their foot. Because they don't want to wear shoes, but not wearing shoes is somehow offensive.
Yeah. Well, I look at it, anybody that tells me that I have to put on shoes, I find that offensive. So, you just got to turn it on its head and have fun with it. So, I have an interesting segment I want to introduce this weekend called How We Handle Them. It's a little role play game where we can just play a scenario and poke some fun at the misinformed, uneducated, ignorant people that give us problems.
Okay.
Would you like to hear that one?
Or a listener?
It's for listening. It's a little sketch that I figured I'd try to introduce.
If you know my background, I spent 8.5 years traveling as a professional stand-up comic. I've done improv before, so if I need to jump in, just let me know. Otherwise, I'll listen intently.
You know what? Why don't we do that? Why don't we play this scenario, and we'll do a little listening in on it, and poke some fun at some pre-record material that I have here standing by, as far as some rebuttal and all that. And then maybe afterwards, if you want to play the play the improv game, that would be fun. You want to do that, I like that idea.
I think so.
Hey, we're coming to the bottom of the hour. Why don't we take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll play. How does that sound?
All right. It sounds more fun than 17 Kentucky Derbies.
Can't get any more fun than that. All righty. Well, hey. Well, at this point, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and at the bottom of the hour, and when we come back, we're going to have a little fun in a little segment that I like to call How We Handle Them. So stay tuned, and if you want a part of the show, 319-527-6208. That was Proof with us right before the break, and he's coming right back with us because we're going to have a little fun.
Hey, Freedom S, join me, Proof Negative. Weeknights, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific, as we fight the New World Order together. Right here on Freedomizer Radio, your exclusive home of the Proof Negative Show.
Solutions to Delusion. How do you do this? Well, join me every Friday night on the Delusion Solution Radio Show from 6 to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time and 9 to 12 midnight Eastern Time right here on the Freedomizer Network, where we will be discussing and discerning the times by making sense of current events and bringing to light much-needed topics. Our calling number is 347-324-3704 to listen in. Watching with your ears and listen with your eyes. I'm your host, Tara Dawn, and I'll see you there.
Hi, everyone. This is the Rose, Rose Colombo. Be sure to tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 10:30 to noon Pacific Daylight Time and 1:30 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Justice Club on Freedomizer Radio. Grab a snack, grab a latte, grab a friend, or grab a stranger. I've been on the front lines for 25 years, and I've been labeled as the crusader for equal rights by the media many times. So join my crusade on the Justice Club at Freedomizer Radio every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 10:30 to noon Pacific Daylight Time and 1:30 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Are you barefooters out there looking for a new place to shop, eat, or save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, on cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are 7 of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right now, right here. The check was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost us $82. at a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we're going to check out. Here's what you can do. If you want to save that much money, view the books in your area before you buy. You can go to freedomizerradio.com and barefootislegal.org. Just click on the city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around your town with your new Save Around book. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Click on your town and start saving money now. Well, that music means we're back from break. And again, if you want to be up at the show, 319-527-6208. And you're listening to Barefoot is Legal. We just had Proof on the line with us. And before that, we had Kevin with some great stories that he always shares with us. And Proof is just telling us about his experience as a comedian and doing a little role play or some improv. But I'd like to introduce you to a segment. A lot of times we have heard, as barefooters ourselves, that, you know, we hear all kinds of stories, such as, you know, oh, it's the health department and, you know, you can't be in here. I can't serve you because you're barefoot and all that stuff. So part of this is from a perspective, the way probably some barefooters look at it, where half the stuff they're spewing out of their mouths just doesn't make sense. And some of you out there may have had confrontations in the past. And I just want to take a look at maybe the way the situation should play out. So I'm going to call this segment How We Handle Them for now. So here's a little bit of maybe the way things really should be during a confrontation in a somewhat of a lighthearted way. So we're going to have a little fun with this one, such as some examples that may happen in real life to those barefooters out there.
And now it's time to play How Do We Handle Them.
Excuse me. You need shoes in here.
But why?
Well, because it's a health department law.
Why would you say something like that in this day of age? You know that's an old myth based on business owners not wanting hippies and poor black people in their businesses back in the 70s. Is your manager here?
Well, I am the manager, and I think I'm so powerful spewing hate and ignorant statements out of my mouth because I don't like customers and I have no respect for the law and your rights.
Here's a copy of the law if you want to further your education. Or do you require I contact the Attorney General to file a discrimination complaint because of your ignorance of the law?
Never mind. I'm sorry. You enjoy shopping. Enjoy your meal. Bye. Sorry.
Now, how many of you out there have had a confrontation in a store or a restaurant, and that's almost what you thought it should have been? Well, there's a little thing for you to digest. I mean, sometimes people just walk up to you, and they just sound so stupid. And that's pretty much a little gist of something to just kind of demonstrate that. I mean, it just makes you want to scream sometimes. The confrontations, if you've had any. Anyway, we are back on the line with Proof. So, I don't know. Does that sound like something you've probably encountered before in the vision of how you thought it would end?
Well, the ending would be a little different, I guess. And I've talked about some of my experiences before, and obviously we share within our group. It's funny that they will say health department when the health department does not even inspect what's going on there. And they never inspect customers anyway. Like, you're at a call center, you're on the phones at your own desk for Xerox or something, just picking a random company, and the biggest thing they worry about is what kind of shoes you have on, or if you even have them on at your desk. You can have your shoes off at your desk, and the manager will tap you on the shoulder and say, you have to go home because the health department would fire all the managers if they found out that someone was sitting at their desk without their shoes on.
It's amazing the logic that some people put behind it, and they just make stuff up. I mean, you're right. I mean, it's just made up, free floating BS.
Like, I have a friend that works at a, well, we'll use the name. She works at a Skank of America bank, and and so it's not a corporate policy. It's not even a city policy, but her branch manager said that the health department states that if you have on closed shoes, you don't need nylons or socks on, but if your shoe shows more than one toe, because you can have your big toe showing, I guess, but anything more than that, then the health department requires that you have pantyhose on because it's a public setting and it's a health department code. And if they find out that a bank teller has an open shoe on without any hosiery, that the bank will be shut down and every manager is fired.
Wow, I could just imagine. It sounds like the EPA is about to close down the beaches.
Yes.
Based on that logic.
So the manager said you can wear any open shoe you want as long as it's not rubber flip-flops. You can wear Birkenstocks. You can wear the Dr. Scholl's kind. You can wear whatever you want if it's open. Just make sure you have nylons with it so that the health department's happy.
Hmm.
Because
same institution.
You could also drop something on your foot, by the way.
So nylons are the best thing. It's like bulletproof fabric then, according to their logic. I mean, it's like,
yes.
You know, you could probably shoot at a nylon and it's going to save lives. I mean, it's going to stop a bullet. I mean, that stuff sounds better than Superman. I'm surprised that, like, you know, police officers don't wear it. However, I noticed that most bank robbers wear nylons over their heads. Has the bank ever thought about that?
Well, don't some robbers do that, actually?
Yeah, exactly. So in a way, the bank is encouraging people to wear nylons in order to not identify them properly, it seems.
Yeah, so that's some of the stuff that that I'm interested in fighting here at the BIL.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I mean, some of this fuzzy logic and some of the just pure, like, uneducated misinformation that has trickled down to the public since you know, I think the 70s is where this really all started, as that little sketch proved, and as I've probably said on the show many times. I mean, it's amazing how people twist things around. It's like a bad giant game of telephone over the decades, where like someone will say one thing, and by the time it gets to the end of the chain, it's just blown so far out of proportion, it's nothing like what it really started out to be.
So, did I ever tell you about my Baskin-Robbins experience when I was in Florida?
You did not.
Okay, well, I'll share with the public anyway, so that's fine.
I'd love to hear all 32 flavors of this.
All right. Well, anyway, I was in a Baskin-Robbins, and the manager said he couldn't serve me because there could be glass on the ground. And I said, well, then this was before I knew anything about the internet. I said, what glass products are you selling in your ice cream? And he said, no, we don't sell anything with glass, but a gang member can do a drive-by and shoot up all the windows in the building. Then how are you going to get out? We're worried about your safety.
Yeah, I think that if you were shot up by a gang member blowing holes through a window, I think that would be – you're not going to be able to get out at that rate.
Right, and if you had your flip-flops on, they're going to protect you.
Oh, yeah, the bulletproof flip-flops. As long as you wear them with nylons, it reinforces it. It's like the Titanic.
Yes.
Oh, never mind. That didn't work either.
So I had a Publix grocery store in Florida once tell me that if I don't want to wear shoes, I at least need to wear socks in case I drop a frozen turkey on my foot.
A frozen turkey. I did not know. See now, Cutter and Off repellents would love the idea that socks, they should start manufacturing socks as turkey repellent. I had no idea. I hope they've done a lot of research on that before they made that statement publicly to you.
Yeah, maybe they test stuff in the background. I don't know, but I don't know if you've ever, have you ever been to San Diego?
You know, I was in a band. I toured, and I went to a lot of great places, but never got to see any of them. I was just kind of shuffled around and said, here, we're here now, and here the next.
Yeah.
I believe I may have been in San Diego. I can't remember San Diego, though.
All right. So well, anyway, let me share. Hodad's, the burger place, they're known. They get awards yearly for best hamburger in the United States. The owner passed away less than a year ago, I believe. But he was on, like, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives and Man vs.
Oh, yeah,
Food
gotcha.
And the Travel Channel.
Mm-hmm.
They call him Boss Man. Anyway, they even have on their shirts, no shirt, no shoes, no problem, or no shirt, no shoes, eat at Hodad's. And there's one in Ocean Beach. And it's funny that this one, I even have a T-shirt that says it, and I wear it sometimes, and everybody that sees it and recognizes says something to me in a positive way. But in Ocean Beach, the pizza place, literally the next door over, has a sign that says, by order of the local health department, no bare feet allowed. So
that's
I'm wondering
crazy.
How it's okay for a hamburger and fries and hot dogs and onion rings, but not for pasta.
I think I know what you're talking about. There was an Irish pub or something right next door. Because I remember,
no,
I think we were...
I promise it's pizza. I've been there twice. I remembered laughing about it and going back the second time.
Pizza Port. Is that the name of
okay.
it?
Okay. I think so.
I think I know what you're talking about now. Yes. I remember there was a bar next to – someone was telling us because we were going to order food at this bar. And they said, you know, if you know, you guys don't seem like you're from around here and everything. And, you know, we were just hanging out. And they said, if you want a good burger, you got to go next door.
Yeah.
So I had a lot of fun at the pub, at this bar that we were at. But, you know, it's not about that. But I think I remember where you're talking about now. So, yes, I remember that. So, yes, I was there. I'm thinking of the right place. So, but yeah, but no, so you can have a burger, but you can't have pasta barefoot. Is that the,
I guess.
Wow. Yeah. They must be on their own little corner of the world then. You know, I mean, if the health department regulates pasta and the other one regulates burgers. You know, that just sounds crazy.
Another funnier thing that I've done, and this is what I've been trying to get everybody to do here within the group, is I want to see people sharing memes, maybe making memes, or you don't have to go out and do a million man march or anything, but if you could just tell a few friends and help us grow, then everything's good. And I don't expect people to donate $25 million or anything like that. If you can't even donate a dollar a month, I'm still good, as long as you're willing to tell our group to people and get the word out, because that's what we need the money for getting the word out.
Yeah. However, today I wanted to say that, now that you said that, however, if anybody out there wants to donate $25 million, now is the time to do it. Please go to barefootislegal.org and make your $25 million donation today. There we go.
All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Anyway, I made a meme, and I look at this as like public safety. It's not even for those that want to stay in the closet and not share what your preference is. I've made memes that are like it's unhealthy or it's unsafe to wear flip-flops while driving, so please take them off and drive barefoot because it's safer. And someone said, well, it's a law that you have to wear at least flip-flops while you're driving because a bee could sting your foot.
So the beekeepers in the world are now practicing law without a license is what it sounds like.
Well, no, a random bee can get in your car, and they're only gonna sting the top of your foot, and only the part where a strap would go around, because if you're wearing flats or heels and the top of your foot is showing, a bee won't sting you there.
The scud bees that are programmed to strike in certain particular points with pinpoint accuracy. I mean, these bees that these people are worried about must have the accuracy. I mean, they could sting a pimple on a mosquito's behind. Is what it sounds like these people are worried about. We have to readjust their medication is what it sounds like.
Well, don't worry. Senator Pan in California with the mandatory vaccinations is trying hard to make that happen.
However, I believe there's a senator, a rep now in Hawaii that's a barefooter.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. I think I saw something about that, and I'm going to do a little digging on that just to confirm that. But yeah, I think they're in Hawaii. I don't know if they're part of the reps or the Senate or something, but they're pretty new in politics. She's also a surfer, and she's from what I see, just from what I saw on the surface, most of her photos she's barefoot.
Okay.
So I'm gonna. I think that's interesting.
Hey, another one that might be good to get on the radio here at some point. There's a payment processing company called Gusto, G-U-S-T-O, gusto.com. And one of the house rules there is that you take your shoes off before going into the office. You're not allowed in the building with your shoes on, period.
That's interesting.
So for all those people out there that say it's against the health department and against insurance and against state regulations to sit at a desk and not have your shoes on, well, this company seems to be fairly successful, and it would be nice to see if we can get somebody from their company to come in and discuss what their beliefs are. And obviously, if they come in, we want to talk shop with them, just like if we had a musician, we want to let them talk about their music, not just the barefoot life and leave us, but it would be nice to see if we can focus on that kind of stuff and promote what we do.
That is interesting.
As a matter of fact, if we have our barefoot festival in 2017, I would like to invite Gusto, and I would even give them a discount for whatever services they want to promote at their booths because of their philosophy.
So they do processing. Or is it like a payroll benefits thing?
I believe it's payment processing for companies.
Let me just pull them up real quick, because I'm kind of curious about that now. Augusto, online HR service, payroll benefits, and everything else.
Okay.
Health benefits built for the modern workplace. Delightful modern payroll. So here's the company, Gusto, that you're talking about, Gusto.com, correct?
Yes, yes.
They are a payroll and benefits provider, kind of like, I guess you would say, like ADP or PaySource or something like that, or Paycor.
Yes.
Here's a benefits payment, an HR service for payroll benefits and everything else. You know, one of their main thing is health benefits, according to their Google search. And
yes,
here they are, health benefits, insurance, health, payroll, processing, HR, all that. Health benefits built. Now, for the modern health benefits built for modern workplace, this, that, and the other, payroll, processing, and all that. So that's very interesting how someone that is all about health requires their employees to take off their shoes before they come in the building. That's great.
Right.
I think that debunks a lot of myths right there. How an insurance company and all these places that may provide workers' comp insurance, I mean, this is a big deal to have behind us. Because
well,
if they're doing workers'
like,
comp and,
well,
and
it
benefits
like,
and...
I've intrigued you to maybe have them on the show in January then.
Oh, that'd be great. I'm definitely going to reach out to them. Because that's quite interesting how someone that administers payroll benefits, health, and all that to major companies. I haven't looked at their portfolio to see who's under their belt and what clients have, just as a reference or something like that. However, you know, an insurance company or provider that works with insurance companies, insuring people for benefits and health and all that as far as their plans, kind of interesting. How, you know, a company like that. So that actually right there really supports the myth that a lot of people have as far as, you know, our insurance. It's an insurance issue. I don't know if anybody's ever heard that objection or if you've ever heard it. Like our insurance requires people to wear shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. That's very interesting. It's interesting you mentioned
that. Well, I guess we only have a couple minutes left, so I'm going to plug as many things as I can in the next 2 minutes or so. Here on FreedomizerRadio.com, I'm known as Proof Negative in these parts of the woods here. So my radio show is 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. That's 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific, Monday through Thursday, so I do the weeknights. And it's the Proof Negative radio show. I combine alternative news, or as they say now, fake news, combined with independent politics and health and wellness. And, of course, I'm the founder of Barefoot is Legal, which you can find barefootislegal.org. We have a Facebook group. We have a business page on Spybook. And we have a contributions area if you want to help us out, because – we are looking to do a lot of things in 2017, and if you work a day job or two and you don't have time to help us out with a project, you can donate as little as $1 a month, and it would help us. If say we have 8,000 Facebook members, if everybody contributed $1, we'd have $8,000 a month, and I promise you we would get a lot of stuff done with that kind of money, and it's not unreasonable to ask for $1 a person. So if we were able to do that, we'd be in all kinds of health fairs and markets and have advertising. And that's something we need to do for our community so that we can grow and not worry about that special tap on the shoulder. And you can set up a recurring donation at barefootislegal.org/contributions. And other than that, we're here every Saturday, and I'll let Nick share the final tidbits here before we close out. And next Saturday, we're going to have a end of the year special. So stay tuned for that.
Well, thank you, Proof. And yes, he's right. I mean, please help support us, barefootislegal.org, and that's /contributions, correct?
Yes.
And of course, for all of you that would like to make your $25,000 donation, please visit that site. And, of course, we're running out of time for this week. And I'd like to thank all of our guests, Proof, Kevin, and everybody for joining us. Next week, we may have another segment of How Do We Handle Them. And go to our Facebook page, Barefoot is Legal. And again, remember, it's not a place for you heavy breathing fun seekers to get your rocks off. It's not a fetish community, but a place to help advance and empower you to live your barefoot lifestyle. So for Barefoot is Legal Radio, I'm your host, Nick Pierce. And thanks for joining us this weekend. And we will be here every weekend with you, 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 10:30 Pacific. And thanks for joining us, Barefoot is Legal on Facebook and barefootislegal.org.